Good afternoon. I'm Leslie Smith for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. We'll take a look at how your grain markets close this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
Wheat Watch 2015. The Oklahoma Wheat Commission reminds you it's not too early to be thinking about the 2016 growing season. Extension wheat specialist Dr. Jeff Edwards says now's the time to be taking notes to remind yourself what worked or didn't work as you produce the 2015 crop.
If you were growing a variety like Ruby Lee that is susceptible to stripe rust and you're not really willing to spray a fungicide, we need to look at changing varieties next year and go with something like a Gallagher or Billings that is resistant. So make a note of what diseases you have and be prepared to either spray a fungicide next year or switch to a resistant variety so you know you don't have to worry about fungicides. Either one is a sound method. You just need to have a plan of action.
The Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for wheat producers. Learn more at www.ok.gov/wheat.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
Grain futures were really on the negative side today across the board here, with the December corn trading down 19 and a quarter cents. This chart formation that is made over the last month has been one for the ages here, with the huge rally starting in the middle part of June. It went from about 362 in December all the way up to just over 450. Roughly a little less than a dollar rally. And since the first part of July at that high, just above 450 in the December corn, it's come all the way back down to now it's at 383.5. So quite a move here. I would say that it was probably record moves in terms of hedge funds shifting from long to short, or from short to long and then now back to short. So it's really an impressive move here on behalf of the corn futures. Soybeans, a very similar move, down 27 to 31 cents. November's last trade was 933.5, down 31.5 cents. I don't know that that's the biggest move in beans, just due to the fact that they're a little bit higher priced. But it is a really significant move here. But we have not gone through the lows set back in earlier part of June, which is just below $9 in the November contract.
We'll have more market analysis right after this.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else were the traders looking at today?
Sell-off today of the wheat futures as well. Chicago wheat down 8.5 to 9.5 cents. Kansas City down 8.5 to 9.5 cents. Both of those markets seem to be reflecting what's going on in the world. We have ample supply most of the world, so it just looks like the whole market here is working back toward the lows. We did not go through the lows set in the December contract, but we're right there at them. December's 518 and three quarters here to finish the day for the December Kansas City. This morning's export report was expected to be for wheat 200 to 400,000 metric tons. It was 439. That was considered a little bit bullish, but it was also bullish corn at 1.108 million metric tons, expecting just from 800 to 1 million. And then beans were as expected, expecting 110 to 225, and it was 120,000. Another outside factor driving the markets is the on-feed report and the cattle inventory that were on Friday. On-feed was 102% last year. Placements were 101. That was considered bearish, and then marketed right in line with expectations at 95%. And then inventory was up 2% overall to 98.4 million head. Beef replacement heifers up 7%.
And your number?
877-431-9805.
In recapping your markets, August live cattle unchanged at 143.02, with October down 15 at 143.97. August feeder cattle down 92 at 208.75, with it September down 117 at 206.37. August lean hogs down 15 at 77.52, with October down 47 at 63.55. September Kansas City wheat down 8 at 499 and a quarter. December down 8 at 519 and a quarter. September Chicago wheat down 9 and quarter at 502.5. September corn down 19.5 at 373. December down 19.25 at 383.5. August soybeans 30 lower at 961.25. November down 31.75 at 933.25. December cotton down 84 at 63.80. March down 72 at 63.78. That's a market update for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'm Leslie Smith.